Good morning and welcome to the Men's Daily Briefing. This is Aaron Kemple. It is Monday, January the 9th, 2017. The title for today's article is, What is Your Giant? Men, what is your giant? I've had several people respond to that question over the years with, What do you mean giant singular? I have giants plural. Yesterday I preached about David and Goliath, and I used a visual to illustrate the height difference between David and Goliath. I used my son Jonathan and my great friend Shane. Shane stands about 6'3", and Jonathan is around 3'10". As you can see in the picture, Shane looks just, he's massive in comparison to Jonathan. So imagine how a roughly 9.5-foot beast of a male in full battle armor looked in comparison to the average Jewish male. Intimidating. For 40 days and 40 nights, Israel was dismayed and greatly afraid because of the taunting of Goliath. No one, not even King Saul, would dare face him. Yet here comes this young shepherd from Bethlehem with a sling and 5 smooth stones. Whack! There goes the giant in defeat. So, who was the real giant in this account? Was it not David? Now, I've always heard that dynamite comes in small packages, and when it comes to faith, David nor God cared how big and intimidating Goliath was. Look at the words of Goliath. Look at the words of David in 1 Samuel 17, verses 45 and 7. Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. We also sang the song yesterday, The Battle Belongs to the Lord, which ties in beautifully to this passage. I encourage you to listen to the words of the song today. So what is your giant? Whether it is lust or envy or pride or anger, materialism, bitterness, dishonesty, fear, or anxiety, with God's power we can overcome. That doesn't mean that in one mighty blow we will forever defeat the giants in our life. That's unrealistic. This battle of ours is not against flesh and blood, but against Satan himself, 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 6. It's a constant battle day by day, sometimes minute by minute. But do not focus on the giant. Focus on the Lord who defeated all giants at the cross. Remember that Satan is already defeated. Read the end of the book. Jesus is going to cast him into the lake of fire. Revelation 12 and verse 11, I'll leave you with this verse. It says, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Thanks and have a great day.